This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Memorial Day 2018, Monday the 28th of May, live on the air as we are with most all holidays, the DJV show. Jennifer is not present, but Victoria Keelan is, and so the focus is on not only Memorial Day, but the usual things that we want you to know about. So Victoria's got a couple of trending stories she wants to give us an update on.
Well, Meghan Markle is in the news. Of course, she is no longer known as Meghan Markle. She is now known as Meghan the Duchess of Sussex. And her coat, her official coat of arms has been released by the royal family. And they say Meghan worked closely with the College of Arms. They're the official authority who do all the images of these types of coats of arms. And it's interesting. Some of she's taken a little bit of a different approach, I think, like she will with most things. And her coat of arms has a lion on one side, on the left, when you look at it head on. On the left is the lion. That represents Prince Harry, her new husband. On the right is a beautiful white songbird, and that represents Meghan herself. On top of the crown, it's an image of a traditional feature called the laid down by a royal warrant of 1917 for the sons and daughters of the heir apparent. Then there are rays of sunshine, which is a tribute to her home state of California. And the blue background is also a tribute to her home state. It's the Pacific Ocean. There are feathers that she says that she chose feathers as a meaningful thing because quills break, because quills represent communication and the power of words, which is something that she says is very important to her. And at the base of the coat of arms, the flora is a join together of Meghan's old life and her new life. The California state flower, the golden poppy, is featured. It's growing alongside the Kensington Gardens bloom winter suite. And so that ties in her old and her new life with Prince Harry, but while still, you know, paying homage to her home state of California and her old life.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah, very nice. Nicely done. All right, what else have you got cooking there?
Well, in other women in the news, First Lady Melania Trump is in the news and trending because no one has seen her since she has been released from the hospital. And a lot of people want to know if she's okay. And this procedure that she had was supposed to be a 2 or 3 day recovery time. It took longer than that. She was at Walter Reed Hospital for 5 days, and she was released back to the White House. And President Trump tweeted that she was home and she was resting, but that was over a week ago, and no one has seen her since. She hasn't been active on Twitter except for last Thursday. She did mention something welcoming someone to the White House to honor them, but again, there was no photo op and no picture. So everyone's kind of wondering now, where in the world is Melania Trump?
So, where is she?
I don't know. We don't have an answer. No one has any sightings on her.
Not in New York, huh?
Well, there's rumors that she's in New York, but then there are other people on Twitter saying that that's not true and that she is in the White House. So we don't really know.
So why do we care?
Well, it's our First Lady, and if she hasn't been seen in public for 15 days, people care.
Why? Why? Why is it their business? She doesn't want to be. Maybe she wants to take a week off or 2 weeks off, or she doesn't want to be in the public eye. Why don't people respect that?
Okay. I don't think it's people aren't bashing her for this. Don't take this
no,
the wrong way.
But it's
this
another
is really
way to take a shot at Trump in some way,
how?
Shape, or form. Where is it?
How is it taking a shot at him?
I don't know.
I'll be clear for me. I'm not taking a shot at him. This has nothing to do with him. This is everything to do with she just launched this new initiative. People are worried and concerned that she didn't have a successful procedure. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If Michelle Obama was missing or hadn't been seen for 15 days, people would say the same thing. It's not a shot at her husband.
I understand that that's what you're saying. I'm just saying there are plenty of people who take the opportunity, not necessarily you, to take a shot at Trump for whatever. He's got a bunion on his toe, and that's going to be headlines. You know, whatever happens. And that's part of what goes on with, never mind just him, but anybody who's sitting in that chair becomes subject matter for anything, everything, rumors, fact, fiction. It just, I guess, goes along with the job, which is kind of bad because then he gets in the way of the job being done.
Right, but in this day and age of social media and it's just constant news coverage, it is a little odd that we have not seen the First Lady in 15 days. That's all. It is weird. It's not normal. People are concerned that she has a lot of fans. She's very popular on both sides of the aisle. People don't have anything negative to say about her. So it's not a negative story, and it doesn't involve Trump at all.
All right. Remember we told the story last week of Mike Rotundo? Remember him?
Yeah, the guy who would leave his house.
Yep. Yes, right, exactly. So now comes the news that Alex Jones, who is the conspiratorial... That guy. Gives talk radio hosts a bad name. He used to be actually fairly intelligent. I think he's very intelligent, but fairly interesting now because he has a reputation that is built on his conspiracy theories. He feels like he's got to come up with a new one every day. And so it's watered down, whatever. And so here's a way for him to get some attention. Rotundo flew to be on with Jones on his radio program after his parents went to court to evict him from their house. Rotundo refused to find work. He refused to contribute to household expenses. He stayed in his room, has lived there for 8 years, isn't doing a damn thing about anything. And now, as you can imagine, people are taking shots at Rotundo, accusing him of typifying millennial laziness.
Well, there obviously is something wrong with this guy.
Of course there is. Yeah.
Or his parents have just been so nice and enabling all this time that now they reach their final straw at 30. But really, obviously, they're partly to blame here all along. They're not charging him rent. They didn't force him to get a job. What happened when he was 26 and still living at home? You know, or 27. Why 30 now? It's
how do you have that relationship with your parents that you can talk to them or relate to them that way or not relate to them? And then some goon like Jones comes along, flies him to his radio program, puts him on. As he leaves, he gives him a check for $3,000 and said, here, this is your appearance stipend. And so anyway,
that's what this guy's going to try to make a career out of, just appearances in public, because he's the guy that won't leave his house.
Well,
maybe.
I mean, anything's possible.
He might.
Anything's possible these days. It really is. So I just thought it was kind of interesting. Christina and Mark Rotundo are the parents. They will not speak about their case to the news media at all. But you can read the court documents, and they say they had sent their son 5 notices between February 2nd and March 30th to get out of the house, get a job, and get out. They also said the son refused financial assistance when it was offered in exchange for moving. So they offered him, I think, $1,400 or something to go out, find a new place, and he refused. So how does he get... Why don't they change the locks on the door?
Well, because obviously...
Right? Their house.
Right, except that this is a family that really doesn't understand any part of tough love. This would not be... I wouldn't be living at home if I was 30. My parents would say, okay, you're going to be paying rent. If you refuse to leave, you're at least going to be paying rent, and you're going to pay for your food and pay for everything else, and that requires having a job. Yeah. That's a normal, level-headed response. But these parents obviously have gotten to this point by just coddling him.
Yeah.
Because you're right, because you could just change the locks. But they refused to do that. So they could have had they said, oh, get your broken-down Volkswagen Passat or whatever that they probably bought for him. Get it out of the driveway. Well, you know, tow trucks can be bought, too, you know. These parents are just kind of ridiculous. I don't even really blame the guy fully for this.
They've enabled him. matter how you slice it, they have enabled him. Yeah, under the circumstances. A picture of the guy, he looks like he belongs in some,
he's a very odd-looking person. Like Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, that's actually very, I was trying to figure out, yes, that's exactly who he looks like. I was trying to put my, who does this guy look like? He looks like Weird Al.
Right.
That's who he looks like, Weird Al. You got it, Victoria. 16 past the hour. Let me help you. Our aging process takes its toll on our joints, our brain, our cardiovascular system. You need extra nutritional support, and the folks at Purity Products have come up with the perfect support for those of you who are aging, which I guess would include pretty much everybody who's listening. I don't know if anybody's been able to put a hold on aging. Let's talk about what happens when you start the program for Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. This is a small pill, makes a big difference. It has concentrated omega-3 fish oil in it, and it has krill oil. The fish oil is for your circulation, and the krill oil is for your joints, support for your body as you age. That's what this is all about. And Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, the CoQ10 gives you energy. So you're protecting your heart, your cardiovascular, circulatory system, get the muscles and the brain lubricated with lots of good, healthy blood, and the joints, the bursa gets support from the krill oil to keep your bones, the joints from getting all crippled up with arthritis, that kind of stuff. So, boost everything. This is a guaranteed product, and because the first bottle is free, you're going to be able to figure out and feel how much different you can be by being on this product. Purity Products brings you Krill Omega 50 Plus. It'll work. Find out free by dialing 800-355-1493. That's right. First bottle is free. Claim it by just paying the shipping. 800-355-1493. I think it's a couple of bucks for shipping, $3-4. That's it. Worth it, though. This is a very good product. It is fabulous. Help you in so many different ways. Try it free. Get on the program. 800-355-1493. Again, for your free initial bottle, the features and benefits are legion for Purity's Krill Omega 50 Plus. Call this number now. It's 800. You got it. Everybody's writing the number down, right? 800-355-1493.
Brian! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it.
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people.
Are you breaking up with me on a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun. Maybe we should stay together.
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now at Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 6/23/18.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drug stores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797.
water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tricks specific to weightlifting, and then sending that data back into a web portal for an in-depth set.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now 23 and change at the hour here on the DJV program. Victoria and Doug with a focus on Morgan Freeman for a moment before we get to New Music Monday. This goes back to last week, Victoria, when Morgan Freeman was accused of all kinds of assaulting and harassment, that sort of thing. He said, quote, "I'm devastated that 80 years of my life is at risk of being undermined in the blink of an eye." And that's what happens, man. You can build up a great reputation for years and years, and in 30 seconds, it disappears. He says, quote, "I admit that I am someone who feels the need to try to make women and men feel appreciated and at ease around me. As a part of that, I would often try to joke with them, compliment women in what I thought was a lighthearted and humorous way. But I also want to be clear. I didn't create unsafe work environments. I didn't assault women. I didn't offer employment or advancement in exchange for sex. Any suggestion that I did so is false." And I believe him, frankly. I think some of this stuff
I believe that,
good.
Yes. But he did creep a lot of women out, though.
He's a flirt. Yeah, he has. I don't doubt that. But yeah. He didn't, you know. Where does this go in terms of being something that will affect your career and your life?
I think he's the voice of Visa. I think Visa has either suspended their campaign for right now, or they're dropping him. And then the SAG Awards, I guess, are reconsidering a Lifetime Achievement Award or something for him. So it will affect him in two pretty major ways related to his career.
Mm. All right, music time, 25 past the hour. Every Monday at this time, we present three new songs for your consideration. First one comes from James Bay and Alicia Keys called Us. It's a new single from these two. Let's see if we like it. Crank it up there. Will you, Sandra? No.
You haven't even heard it. Builds up. The hook is really good, and it's a very beautiful message. Yes. So, back off and give it a chance.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, crank it up. Let's see what we think. I don't know. Let's keep going. Second tune of the three for your listening and dancing pleasure, your consideration, Train's Call Me Sir, new single featuring country artist Cam and Frayn, playing live during their co-headlining tour with Hall & Oates this summer. Let's see what we think of this.
This is the, I don't know why we're in the middle of this, but that's the one little breakdown rap part that's not really the rest of the song, but it's actually a really cute, catchy song. Yes.
I'll take your word for it, not based on what I'm hearing.
You will like it.
All right. So
Sandra, can you fast forward? No, we didn't even hear the hook of the song.
Yeah.
We're having some technical difficulties here.
Yeah. All right. So the first, the new one from Lenny Kravitz called Low, this is the first single off his new album called Raise Vibration, available for pre-order, and it'll drop on the 7th of September. My God, we're talking about September already. Let's see if we like this.
I like that Lenny Kravitz is funky again.
Yeah. Okay, well, I know you like these songs, and I'm happy you did.
They can't all just be for you, Doug.
No, that's true, they can't. And none of these are for me, so somebody else will enjoy them. Kravitz got a good reputation. Frayn does. Alicia Keys, I don't know who James Bay is.
He's got a brand new album out right now that's like kind of climbing the chart, so yeah.
Okay.
It's, he's
28
still
past the hour.
In today's automotive news, Subaru launched their full-size 7 and 8 passenger SUV called the Ascent. It was designed for America and is built in Lafayette, Indiana. The Ascent comes with Subaru's famous symmetrical all-wheel drive. And with only a 4-cylinder engine, I was expecting less power and less dynamic driving. But the opposite was found. The Ascent has the ability to tow up to 5,000 pounds and makes the perfect road trip vehicle with 19 cup holders. It starts at $32,000 and is my choice for a perfect family vehicle. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Right now, people everywhere are searching millions of used cars to find great deals. Can you hear them? Yep, sounds like they're going to Carfax.com. After all, it's the best place to find great deals on used cars. Millions of users can't be wrong. They know that only Carfax gives you a free Carfax report with every search. And make sure you're seeing all the best deals. Don't miss out on your deal. Start.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We've got additional staff coming in. We've got additional on standby to come in.
On this Memorial Day Monday holiday, first responders and emergency officials in the Gulf Coast states are preparing for subtropical storm Alberto to make landfall later today.
We're preparing for the storm, and we'd ask the public to do the same.
That's Florida's Bay County Sheriff Tommy Ford. A state of emergency in place today after a town outside Baltimore, Maryland, was inundated with floodwaters yesterday. A flash flood rushing through Ellicott City's Main Street, sweeping away cars and damaging buildings. Over 7 inches of rain fell in a matter of about 5 hours. Keeping with tradition, President Trump will be marking today's Memorial Day observance with a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's appropriate to hear this, certainly, on this Monday, Memorial Day, 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan. You can find Victoria at On Air Victoria for comments, at DJV Show on Twitter, at Doug Steffen, and an update on things going on with many of us, and on Good Stories at facebook.com/DJV Show. There are plenty of good stories for Memorial Day. What are you doing today? Are you really going to have in your mind what Memorial Day is all about, literally and figuratively, the number of people who served our country? Do you know the average length of active duty by U.S. military is 33 months? Do you know that, Victoria?
No.
The proportion of U.S. military personnel who served abroad during World War II is 73%. That's why all the accolades last night for women. Much of that was derived, I'm talking about when I say last night, the Washington celebration for Memorial Day, Gary Sinise hosting with Joe Montana. I think it's a good show. I enjoyed a lot of it, especially the attention that was given to women who were not honored well at all heretofore. I think it's the first time I've ever seen this group of women, or the number of women who were shown appreciation, which is very, very appropriate. But, you know, you look at the things that have come up. Memorial Day, what do you know about it? Do youngsters know about it? Are they studying it in school? Do they know why red poppies were worn to honor the people who died serving in wartime? It's this kind of stuff. Family and friends getting together mostly for picnics today, and without thinking about the number of people who have died in service to our country and the various wars. Do you know how many wars we fought in? Just out of curiosity, Victoria, you know how many wars we fought in? Take a guess.
Well,
and since the history of our country began in 1776.
Well, the Revolutionary War, the French and Indian War, the War of 1812, the Civil War, the Spanish-American War, World War I, World War II, the Korean War, Vietnam, and then whatever you would consider the stuff in the 90s, the Gulf War, and then Afghanistan, Iraq, whatever. I'm probably not missing too many, right?
Would you be surprised to know that in the history of our country...
There was another Mexican-American War, too, that we were in there, right? With California.
We have been engaged in hostile activities 148 times in the history of our country. Most people haven't the slightest idea.
But that's not the same as wars, official wars.
Well, official wars, and yet men and women died in the USS Cole incident in Yemen. Remember that? Somalia... Operation
right.
Restore Hope. Men and women died. 44 Americans died there.
Yeah, I guess those are two different questions then.
What's that?
What have we been engaged in and the number of wars? Yeah.
Well, I think the reason that I bring up the number of engagements is because a lot of people don't understand that we are here, there, and everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of troops, in terms of installation, Army bases, Air Force bases... the ports of call.
There's incidents all the time, yeah.
Yeah,
Look at what just happened in, what was it, Nigeria?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
right.
Bizarre.
Yeah, we have people there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have men and women stationed all over the globe, and one wonders why. And, you know, you can come up with your own whatever reasoning you want to come up with it, because we have to protect. There's a difference between protecting our country and protecting our interests. And I say that because, as we all know, whether you want to admit it or not, men and women in service have been used as pawns by the big oil companies since their existence. We have fought wars over oil. And the price of, resources are not given to help out countries in Africa because they don't have any resources. There's nothing to fight for. So you can be extremely proud of the men and women who have served our country. I think it is one thing to be proud of them and to remember them on Memorial Day. Very appropriate. Our saluting all veterans. And then you get down to the nitty-gritty of the cost of gasoline that's going up right now and how many men and women have died to protect the oil interests of our country. And then there's something even more serious than that, that I think demands screams to be discussed on this day, and that is the number of soldiers and vets that commit suicide every day because they are using antidepressant medication. 23 soldiers and vets a day. Yeah, right.
Right. They're just not getting any help at all.
Yeah, no.
And I agree with you. I think today is a perfect day to focus on those types of things beyond just remembering
right.
the people we've lost.
Yeah, it's beyond reason for me to look at that $700 billion budget for the Defense Department and to listen to the excuses that come from these BS artists that are either bureaucrats or politicians. We need more money. How many times have you heard that? We got to take care of the vets better. This has been an ongoing saga for most of my adult life. I remember I told a story earlier about a friend of mine I went to college with who committed suicide. After he got out of the service, he had nothing in his life, and there was no way of helping him. He was from Ohio, he went to the Veterans Service in Cincinnati and got nothing. and didn't have any hope. He was psychologically a mess, and he killed himself. So,
do we know if this, in this huge $715 billion budget or whatever it was, do we know if there are funds in there allocated to mental health and taking care of veterans, or is this just more by machinery and tanks and equipment and things like that?
Well, that's what gets the headlines. Whether that's legitimate or not, I want to know, frankly, more.
I don't know the answer to it. And that's the thing. It's like the American public may never know the answer to those things.
Right.
We don't know what's in these bills.
And you listen to people say, oh, we've got to have a strong defense. Yeah, we have a strong defense now. The strongest. We spend more money on defense than the rest of the world together, everywhere, combined. And so, well, look at the Japanese. Look at the Chinese. They just launched their own nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. Yeah, okay, so because we build them, they build them. They keep building them, we keep building them. And to what? What do you think is going to... You think these things are going to get used for anything practical? Nah. They float around and go around and you know, they off the coast of Korea or wherever it's to show Kim Jong-un that we mean what we're talking about. You know, that kind of stuff. It becomes a show.
Japan feels that they need to beef up their defense because they feel they're in a vulnerable position with North Korea.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. I get it. You know, we're in America, just geographically, we're so separate from everything. We really, thank God, we're friendly with Mexico and Canada. But if you can imagine, if Canada was a hostile North Korea type thing, I would think that we would probably have a different attitude towards our, you know, building up our defenses and things like that. But really, we're sort of spread around the whole globe.
Well, we're so busy minding other people's business and getting involved in things where Muslims don't like Jews and all of that stuff. By the way, is this is the end of Ramadan, right? Isn't Ramadan over now?
I know. I think it began last week, so I'm not really sure, right?
I think today is the last day of it. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who don't know, if you have more and more, I have Muslims living in my neighborhood, and I was talking to one of them the other day about what it was that they did. Every night at sundown, they gathered with their family and friends to have prayer, and then they would break the fast, because it's like, and the reason I bring it up is because the similarity between Muslim faith experiences and demonstrations and what the Jews do is so similar, it's uncanny. It really is. And
it's similar for a lot of major world religions.
Yes,
and
right.
We just seem to forget that.
Yeah. Why? Why in the world do we have all this hoopla? It just is, it's amazing to me. All right, so anyway, the Memorial Day, Memorial Day idea, there are benefits to it, and I don't mean to have this sound like a crass commercial, but it, you know, in a sense, the good side of being of service is that you have people paying attention to you on days like today. Maybe they should do this every day. I don't know why. And I would say this in a loving way to our friend Mike Linder at MyPillow, why just on Memorial Day or the week before do we have a special sale for men and women who are in the service? We should offer this to them all the time. If you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, you as a present or past member of the service, you can get 30% more off, but you have to get it online. You can't get it in the stores or any place else, because MyPillow is around here, there, and everywhere. But for these purposes, you need to know about it. And you've heard the story through today, Memorial Day. If you are a present or a past U.S. serviceman or woman, our thanks to you, that is from the folks at MyPillow for your service, is to give you a 30% discount on top of what you get when you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. So, if you're of a mind to get new pillows so you get a better night's rest, so you'll feel better about you and your life and what you've done and what you are doing, this is the best offer ever, so don't miss out. Order your MyPillows today and get 50% off, another 30% off for those who are in the service. This is the patented adjustable fill pillow, doesn't go flat. There are lots of great demonstrations. See these ads on TV about how they actually work. You can see the same demonstration if you look around the videos that are posted at MyPillow.com. Don't forget to use the promo code DJB. Save a lot of money. Save even more if you're a member of the U.S. Services. That's today, Memorial Day.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
All right, we're talking about health and the focus on this being a long holiday weekend. Most people are not working today. Thank you, Victoria, for being here with me. It's nice to have you and your company, but it's even more special when I know you could be still in bed.
Thanks.
Well, the thing that's very interesting, this weekend a study was released on how if you are able to on the weekend sort of catch up on your sleep, you might live longer. The connection between how much you rest and how long you live, because lack of sleep can have dire consequences on your health, gives you heart problems, hurts your waistline, you don't sleep enough, you gain weight, leaves you anxious, depressed, all those things. The research also taking into account the fact that sleep is something, the researcher who did this, who's a Swede, I can't pronounce his name, said he was quite surprised by what researchers found out when they focused on a block of time, what goes on in your body, what happens in your days off, weekends, that sort of thing. Apparently, sleeping in on the weekends can be very helpful. The study looked at 43,000 people in Sweden, asking them about their habits and following up for a matter of a dozen years or so. The study found, Victoria, that people who sleep regularly 5 hours or less a night, including weekends, see a higher mortality rate compared with those who get 7 hours or so. But when the short sleepers slept in on weekends, their mortality rate didn't differ from that of the consistent 7 hour a night sleepers. So you can kill yourself during the week and then sleep in. I found myself, I don't usually do it, but every once in a while, I don't know why, I think it's probably because your body's telling you to sleep. I slept 10 hours on Saturday night into Sunday morning. I was up early on Saturday because we had a lot of things going on the farm. In the beginning of our ice cream season and a big event, there were 400 people that came to just take advantage of the sort of Memorial Day opening of the farm, seeing the cows, taking tours, that kind of stuff. But so with that being up early, I went to bed at 10 o'clock, I think, Saturday night, and I slept until almost 9 o'clock, I think, Sunday morning. And,
well, you obviously did need it then.
Well, I think that's what happens. Your body's telling you that it needs it, and so that's what you do. So, anyway, something to think about. Food for thought, as usual, here on the DJV show at 10 before the hour.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself,
health, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Always refreshing, always fun, always engaging to hear the theme from the Star Wars movies. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here, and I'm going to guess, even though the weekend isn't over yet, we're not going to have any big news in the fact that the Star Wars movie, the new one, Han Solo, is the big deal at the box office for the weekend, Chuck, all right?
It is, but actually, I'm going to go over it a little bit more tomorrow, but it's actually underperforming substantially, only here in the U.S., but overseas, and that's going to cause a little bit of negative waves, as the media likes to punish films, it appears, that underperform at the box office and label them misfires or bombs. But that's not, I think, a fair analysis.
Misfire or bomb? What kind of money is it on track to take in for the weekend?
3-day weekend, $83 million. That's way below expectations. Mm-hmm. Actually, 50% off what Rogue One, the other Star Wars spinoff film, did 2 years ago.
I haven't been to the movies for a month, so I haven't. I usually contribute greatly.
No, I can contribute on this one, actually.
What did you think of it?
Go
ahead, Chuck. Sorry, go ahead, Chuck. Go ahead.
I just want to point out, 41 years ago, the original Star Wars in 1977 hit theaters. May 25th, 1977, it did $461 million in the U.S. with accounting for inflation, the second biggest movie of all time, nominated for 10 Oscars, including Best Picture. William Catt, who went on to star in the TV show The Greatest American Hero, very close to getting the role of Luke Skywalker, did not. Kurt Russell screen tested for Han Solo also. They looked at Christopher Walken, Al Pacino, Nick Nolte, and actually even Bill Murray, and as per current Princess Leia, the role I went to Carrie Fisher, Amy Irving, Karen Allen, and Jodie Foster all were seriously considered for that role. And then Alec Guinness, who played Obi-Wan Kenobi, a great actor who really anchored that film in a lot of ways, cut a deal with George Lucas because he knew the movie was going to be successful. He took 2% of George Lucas's 1/5 of the gross profits. So he
and thus a very
well.
Happy smart. Retirement. Yes,
very yeah. smart. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we saw. We did something unprecedented for me. We saw two movies this weekend in the theater. Yeah. Chuck, you'll be happy. Which I have not been to the theater in a very long time. But we saw Solo on Friday, and we really liked it. I didn't understand why people just want to be negative. I guess if they really want to hate on this movie, the whole cast was great. Donald Glover to me was an absolute standout as Lando, and Emilia Clarke. She was such a strong female lead. I just thought it was excellent. We really enjoyed all of it. And so I don't really get why it's off unless people are too afraid to see it because they're afraid they're not going to like it. Maybe that's keeping people away. I don't know. There's no reason to be scared of it, though. It's a really fun, good movie.
I don't think it has anything to do with the quality in terms of word of mouth because I think the word of mouth, for the most part, is pretty good. I just think a lot of the fan base felt in general that there was really not a need for a prequel or an origin story of
there's not a need for any of this stuff, but it's entertainment, for God's sakes.
I agree. I'm surprised, I got to say. I am.
Yeah.
I think there's some cool things, and I'm not going to give any spoilers away, but, you know, even if you're a casual Star Wars fan, there's some cool stuff that you find out in this movie. So, I don't get it. I think people just need to complain about something.
Yeah.
By the way, Doug, Victoria's seen a movie that is right up your alley. She saw Book Club.
Yes, we saw Book Club on Saturday night and loved it. That's the one with Jane Fonda and Hans Bergen and Mary Steenburgen and Diane Keaton. Really fun movie. The whole theater was packed. We were definitely the youngest people there by like 30 years, but it was like an elderly date night. It was really funny. It was all older couples. The men were laughing harder than the women, and it was just a great movie. I was so happy to be able to support four leading ladies like that. And buy a ticket. It was great.
Yeah.
And the thing about this movie is what you call counter program. It's actually done $31 million, almost $32 million in 2 weeks of release. That on a $10 million budget. So
that's great.
Obviously, is a nice audience for this film.
All right. So if it's only got a $10 million budget, all those women must have back end deals because they're not
probably.
Those women are all working for more than if it's a $10 million altogether. There's four big stars there.
True.
Have to, you'd think
plus
all
three
have
big
to,
men, male stars. There's Craig T. Nelson and Andy Garcia and Don Johnson.
Don Johnson, right.
So
they.
I actually think Don Johnson. I think the guy looks awesome for his age. He's really good.
So hot, Chuck. I would date him. I would seriously date him. He's like 68 years old.
Just because you're older doesn't mean you're hot. Not hot. Thank you very much. Hi, Chucker. Good job. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Movie Moments, a part of the DJV show, is 59 past the hour.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.